Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me, and happy Friday Eve. Whew. I'm always glad when we get to the nearly end of the week. We got a great guest with us this half hour. His name is Duke Tucker. He is the Wisconsin representative for the fighting 75th Assembly District, new to elected office, which I think is so important. Representative Tucker introduced in mid-June a bit of legislation that's only garnered one co-sponsor to give the people of Wisconsin the right to decide whether or not constitutional officers should be subject to 2 4-year term limits. Folks, I implore you, get on the horn, call your state senators and representatives. Tell them who Duke Tucker is. Tell them this is not a partisan issue. Tell them that the people of Wisconsin deserve the right to say to certain constitutional officers, two terms is just enough. The privilege and the fundraising advantage that's given to incumbents might be a little bit too much, that we need some fresh blood, some fresh ideas, and more voices like Mr. Tucker's in government. Sir, I wanted to talk with you about softball because you have been a WIAA softball umpire, you have been a coach, and it is a sport that I spent thousands of hours playing growing up. And I often say to people who have played hardball, step into a fast pitch softball batter's box and hit a rise ball, because it is one of the most difficult damn things to do. And folks, you cannot throw a baseball and have it rise. It's just not, the physics of it don't work, but you can do it with a softball. Tell us a little bit about your experience coaching women's softball and fast pitch, and your experience as an umpire and participating in the WIAA Athletic Association.
Well, I haven't had very many games this year due to the legislative session, but when our daughters started playing T-ball and moved into girls' fast pitch, I mean, just like a lot of families, we get involved. My wife coached volleyball for quite a number of years also in town. And so, I mean, I started out with the kids when they were really young. We worked all the way through high school. It was a great experience. You learn a lot about kids. And for me, coaching, I'm pretty competitive too, but for me, it's about helping the kids learn how to work together and work towards a goal, understand how to be self-sufficient, be respectful, and work hard. And we had a lot of success with our teams. And what I mean by that is not, we did good winning and loss wise too, because I don't like losing, but nobody does. But I'll tell you, the girls usually got on pretty darn good. And I think leadership from the top down is what brings that on. And I'm so proud to still be really close with a lot of the girls that I coached throughout the years. They're married, having babies, and it's great. WIAA wise, I mean, I just do what I'm asked, you know, and I think being behind the plate, you get people that kind of chew on you for this and that, and sometimes you deserve it and other times you don't. And I never acknowledge it, but I think about it a lot, like being down in the legislature there, that you get tough questions when you go to hearings and so on and so forth. You don't have to show a lot of emotion about it, but there's times people grump about a call and I know right away I made the right call. But other times, I'll be honest with you, that I go home, I got to read the rule book and see if I did that right. And if I got to do it better, it makes me a better umpire. And we got to do that in life too. I mean, you know, that's just how I look at things. And softball has been a great thing. And our oldest daughter went on into the Air Force, and she's an AirVac medic and Air National Guard, been deployed a couple times. She played. And our youngest daughter, Olivia, pitched and played short up in Bemidji in northern Minnesota. And for me to stay in the game, I mean, following them, I thought, you know, I'll help out a little bit in practice here and there. And I started WIA umpiring, and it's been a great thing.
Couple of things there that I want to highlight. First of all, thank you, sir, for your service during Desert Shield and Desert Storm, a member of the Air Force. Thank you to your daughter for serving our country. You said sometimes after a game, you know, you call the balls and strikes, you make the calls as best you can, but you go home and you check yourself, you read the rule book, you humbly assess, hey, did I get that wrong? Can I do a little better? And you also said, sir, that that's a good way to approach life. And I couldn't agree with you more. The idea that we're always going to get it exactly right, that we've got nothing new to learn, I think is exactly the place that leads us into not ever being able to do any better, right? We need to humbly be able to say, I can always do a little better, and to be open to learning from one another and from the rule book, as it were, of life. I really appreciate that viewpoint, and I think if more of us and more of our elected officials approached life and their work as elected officials in that way, we'd all be doing so much better off.
I agree.
Sir, I want to give you an opportunity to address the voters of the 75th Assembly District and also the rest of the state of Wisconsin. What do you want people to know about your bill to give Wisconsinites the right to decide if we want term limits?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm out and about in the community a lot, especially in my hometown of Grantsburg here. And I think people want to send you down there to trust you to make good decisions. And there is a lot of pressure to vote for bills that are sentiment supportive, keep a majority and not so much just for your district. And while that's important, partly party politics are that, they should know that I go down there and fight for us, but I do it respectfully. And term limits is about that. And that is a 70-80% issue among voters, Democrats, independents, Republicans. They might even bring people in to vote that haven't voted before. I actually worked in a house today on a cable TV problem. And the gal that was in there, she said, I've never voted in my life, but since I worked with you, she said, I voted for the first time ever. So that's kind of neat. I'm very proud of that.
That is what it's about, folks. Regular conversations with regular people talking about the change that they want to see in our government. My thanks to you, Representative Duke Tucker, for being just that kind of guy. You're welcome back here on these airwaves and this program anytime, sir. When we come back, it's your opportunity to sound off. What do you think about term limits and anything else that's been in the news? I'm going to share some of my beefs this week with all of you. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Get on the text and phone lines now, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.